USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy, and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we could speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down, one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Politico is reporting that Donald Trump may have another primary challenger, Joe Walsh. No, not the guitar player from the Eagles, but the conservative radio talk show host and former Illinois congressman is moving toward launching a bid to the White House. Walsh called the president an unfit divider-in-chief and claimed the party is craving an alternative. He also said he's confident he could secure the resources and support to mount a legitimate challenge against the president. And if he does run, he will announce it within the next few days. A judge appointed a special prosecutor to look into why the Chicago State's Attorney's Office abruptly dropped the case against Jesse Smollett, leaving open the possibility the former Empire actor could yet face more charges in what police say was a phony attack on himself that he staged to get attention. Smollett, who is black and gay, maintains he was the target of racist and homophobic attacks in January. But if the special prosecutor, former U.S. Attorney Dan Webb, determines the charges shouldn't have been dropped, he could recommend they be reinstated or new charges be brought. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military, focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response. Joining my brothers and sisters from the Hawaii National Guard in doing so.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005. She continues to serve in the Hawaii National Guard while running for president as a Democrat. Illinois health officials announced the death of an adult who had vaped and later developed a severe respiratory illness. This is the first such death to be reported amid a growing number of lung illnesses across the country that doctors say may be connected to e-cigarettes. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said it's now aware of 193 potential cases of severe lung disease in 22 states that may be caused by vaping. These numbers are an increase from the 153 potential cases in 16 states that the agency had reported earlier in the week. At that time, there were no known deaths reported. Health officials say it's still unclear whether there's a connection between cases among different states and whether vaping definitively caused those illnesses. Don't forget, you can catch all the news online at usaradio.com.